We are bringing you details all morning long about what's going on, not just in New York, where police overnight moved in to clear protesters out of Zuccotti Park, but around the country. And of course, if you have a reaction to what's going on, whether you think the police were right in clearing protesters out, whether you think they were wrong, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We did get a statement this morning from Mayor Michael Bloomberg on the clearing and then later reopening of Zuccotti Park. He said that the law has not been complied with at Zuccotti Park because protesters took it over and have not allowed anyone else to use it. He did, however, say that his primary goal is to guarantee public health and safety and protect the protesters' First Amendment rights. He says that once the park has been cleaned and cleared, protesters will be able to return, but they can't use tents, sleeping bags, or tarps and must follow our all park rules. That's a statement from Mayor Michael Bloomberg this morning. Alex Goldmark was out at the site all night long. He joins us from our co-producer WNYC. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
What exactly did you see there? Was this a peaceful clearing? Because I understand that there were actually people injured and some violence going on.
I did not personally see any violence, though several of the protesters that I spoke to did. They said that when the police came in, there were some that refused to leave, and they were either forcibly removed. Some even chained themselves to each other and or a tree. It's a little unclear what exactly they chained themselves to. And so there was a few people who were tossed to the ground, and cries of medic were heard.
You know, Alex, what did you hear from the protesters themselves? Did you hear a sense of resignation? Did you hear them talking about moving the protests elsewhere, which is one suggestion I heard when I was out there this morning? Or did you get the sense that they may allow the Occupy Wall Street protests to sort of fizzle out?
Well, they have no intention of letting it fizzle out. Many of them said that this will only make their resolve stronger. I mean, their deliberative process is not quick, but they were already having ad hoc meetings to decide what to do next, from where to march, where to rally, and how to either retake the park or regroup somewhere else. So they're determined.
Alex Goldmark was out near Zuccotti Park covering the Occupy Wall Street clearing all this morning. He's from our co-producer, WNYC. Alex, what I noticed when I was there, that even while I was standing there over the course of 15 or 20 minutes, dozens of people were arriving all the time as though people had put out the call. What did you see?
Yeah, the bat signal has gone out. When I first arrived at around 2 a.m., the only people I spoke to were people who had been camping in the park, carrying their tents with big camping bags. By 4:35 a.m., it was hard to tell. It was hard to find those people because so many supporters had shown up from around the city that they were totally outnumbering the actual residents of the park.
Had you visited Occupy Wall Street, the camp, recently enough to be able to talk about the state of the park itself?
It was completely covered over with tents. Originally it was a wide open space for meetings. In its recent days, there were large army style tents taking up a huge swaths of the park. It was barely able to walk in between the tightly nested tents. So it was a tent city.
So we don't know at this point whether the protesters will return to Zuccotti Park or maybe move on to Foley Square, where they seem to be gathering now. Is that right, Alex?
Yeah, they were told that they could pick up their gear at the Department of Sanitation later if they wanted it, but they couldn't take it back into the park. So they're figuring out whether or not they should go back without gear, whether they should go somewhere else, or whether there should be a rally. And I hear they're working with unions to make a larger rally possible.
Alex Goldmark is with our co-producer, WNYC. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Alex was at the Occupy Wall Street near at the site all morning long. You can't actually get into it. It's surrounded by hundreds of police and riot gear and barricades. Give us your reaction to what's going on at 877-8-MY-TAKE.